Hello, this is Felice Mueller with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide and podcast. We are here to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Elizabeth Peterson, running for Oregon State House Representative for District 48, which covers the Powellhurst-Gilbert neighborhood of Southeast Portland. Welcome, Ms. Peterson.
Thank you so much for having me.
Please tell us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Sure. Okay. Well, my name is Liz Peterson. I am a native of the Northwest. I grew up in Washington, and I moved with my family to Portland, Oregon, about 14 years ago. I have a bachelor's in nursing, and I've worked in oncology research for the last 19 years. I have family all over the Northwest. I love the Northwest. My family is in various cities throughout Oregon, as well as Washington. And there are a number of really important issues currently, particularly, you know, I mean, globally, but particularly in the Northwest that are very meaningful to me. And one of the things that I think it's really important as a citizen that you can do, it as a responsibility and as something that a person can do, is step up and run for public office. And I have a number of life skills and job skills that I can offer in this position to work towards solving some of the problems that I see and some of the things that are the issues that are very important to me that we can talk about.
What changes, if any, would you support in the state legislature to address the issue of climate change?
Well, one of the things would be moving to 100% renewable energy, stepping the timeline for zero vehicles, putting stricter guidelines on new construction and for government buildings for doing updates and construction to repair them, for insulation, adding solar panels, for adding green space around them, also adding incentives for farmers for a healthy soil farming, like adding no-till practices, and for adding cover crops and composting, things that absorb CO2, and really just consulting with experts. I mean, it's possible that we could put Oregon at the forefront by just finding something unique in terms of construction or road construction that could absorb CO2 that may be inexpensive that we just haven't thought of yet as well, by reaching out and talking to people.
You are listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Elizabeth Peterson, who is running for State House District 48. What would you support lowering the legislature's quorum requirement to 50% of its members? Why or why not?
I would support that. And the reason I would is I think there are many states use a simple majority. And I think that works really well, because with the current process, a minority can sort of hold discussions forward. By moving it to a simple majority, that can't happen. That's not a tactic that can be used. And I think it works really well. And I think I would support that.
What, if any, changes to the legislature's campaign finance law passed earlier this year, House Bill 4024, would you support and why?
So after reviewing it, I don't see any significant changes that need to be made, although I may suggest that the timeline for reporting be extended slightly to ensure that accuracy in reporting so that there's enough time to report thoroughly.
Should the use of ranked choice voting be expanded statewide? Why or why not?
So I would support ranked choice voting. And the reason for that is I feel like, and that's for a number of reasons, I feel like there are two really significant things for that. One is people don't vote authentically if without it because they feel like their vote may not count if they vote for the person of their choice because they're afraid that their vote the person somebody else may be more likely to win. So they're afraid to use their vote for somebody else. And the other thing is people may be afraid to run for office because they don't want to pull votes away from a likely candidate and get somebody opposing elected that they don't want to see in office. And in both cases, if there is ranked choice voting, then those votes would roll over to the next person of choice. And in an instant runoff case, then it also saves the state and cities a lot of money because what then happens is those votes roll over to the next likely candidate, or if there are multiple choices, it rolls on down the line. So rather than having costly runoff elections, it saves in the millions of dollars for states and cities. So I would definitely support ranked choice voting.
Thank you, Ms. Peterson.
All right.
This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Elizabeth Peterson, running for State House Representative from District 48. Election day is Tuesday, May 21st. Ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.